I spent some time on a boat that was no bigger than a canoe, out in the middle of the Everglades. Like, I really wanted to go home at the time, but I was unable to, and you know, that was the closest climate to home.
Singer-songwriter Zee Avi is from Malaysia, so it makes sense that the closest climate to home would be the Florida Everglades. She's recently put out a new record called Ghost Bird and is here today to play some songs and talk about the new release. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ellie. Singer, songwriter, guitarist, and ukulele player Zee Avi's original full name is Izyan Ali Rahman. Back in 2007, she had returned to Kuala Lumpur from studying fashion design in London. She was playing a few local gigs here and there. A good friend missed one performance, but she really wanted him to hear a new song, so she posted it on YouTube, thinking that she'd take it down in a few days. But he suggested she leave it up. And soon enough, it went viral. Within a year, she had a record contract and released her successful self-titled debut album. She's now moved to New York City, but for her second album, she's returned to hot, humid weather to write, in Florida. The album is called Ghost Bird, and Zee Avi stopped by Studio A to talk with me about it and play some live songs, too. You started writing this record on your kitchen table in Brooklyn.
Right.
And then you, like a lot of New Yorkers, decided to go to Florida.
Yeah, a very different part, actually. I spent some time on a boat that was no bigger than a canoe.
Oh, wow.
And out in the middle of the Everglades, just for about, you know, a week or so, and then we come back to shore and, you know, just to have some sort of retreat, just absolute silence, to just sort of, like, think about things in retrospect and, you know, and that just sort of allowed me to write most of the songs, like, I think maybe about more than half of the songs on the record in a span of 2 weeks.
Wow. Like you needed to go to Florida because the songs weren't coming easily enough, or
well, I didn't plan on going to Florida so much. It was you know, it was where the wind sort of took me there, and you know, it was like really cold at the time. It was, you know, snowpocalypse season.
Oh right.
And
you fled south for the winter.
I did. A bird.
Yeah.
And you know, it was the closest temperature that I got. I mean, like, I really wanted to go home at the time, but I was unable to, and you know, that was the closest, you know, like, climate to home, basically.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Zee is from Malaysia.
Yes.
Were there some gators and was there danger, peril involved or no?
Not really.
No, it's
no.
Very safe.
Yeah, very safe. We didn't see a couple of gators, just it's inevitable.
Yeah. So do you really just hate the winter then?
I don't. We have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
I love it because I can wear layers.
Right. It's all about, it's all about clothing.
You know, I'm an islander. I'm from Borneo.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we go for like to like 90, you know, like our weather is up on, you know, in the 90s, and I just needed sun.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And this whole record is very, very sun-drenched, I feel, and I like that. Mm. What is this that David has in his hand? What is this instrument?
This instrument is from is a traditional instrument from this native tribe called Orang Ulu tribe from Borneo. It's called a sape, and well, the English name for it is a boat lute because it's shaped like a boat, and the strings are actually made out of fishing line.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Either the first or the last house
legs are dangling over this old jetty here.
That was Milestone Moon and Swell Window, both from Zia V's most recent album, Ghost Bird. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.